What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome back to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, Atlanta's talk of the town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions whenever buying, selling, or investing in real estate all over Metro Atlanta, and I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie.
Hey, what's going on, Cleve?
If you need to reach us, 770-497-0000 is the number to call, or you can visit us online at gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com.
The studio audience can't get enough of it, Cleve.
Studio audience is going wild.
I love it.
Our goal is to educate you, provide you as much information as possible about what's happening in the real estate market locally, throughout the state, and nationally, to give you the power that comes from knowledge. Whatever decision you need to make regarding real estate, we want you to be the best educated person in that transaction, and we hope you'll like what you hear so much that you might just choose to hire Gaddis Partners REMAX Center to represent you in your next residential real estate transaction, whether it's a purchase, a sale, or maybe an investment. We'd like you to reach out to Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, 770-497-0000. I guess it's appropriate for us to say, Happy New Year, Atlanta!
Yeah, that's true.
New Year's Eve,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, the Sunday show will be New Year's
Sunday
Eve.
Sunday show, New Year's Eve.
And then the Tuesday show
will be
2018.
Day after New Year's Eve. It'll be solidly into 2018 territory.
Man, I'm telling you, this is exciting. Did you usually do something big for New Year's Eve, Cleve?
We typically have everybody over at our house.
Nice.
We're not much of a party family, so there's not a whole lot of alcohol consumed at our home on New Year's Eve.
Just a lot of family time.
As many kids as we can and family and dinners, and I'm sure, Alfie, I will be smoking something in my big green egg.
Nice.
I'll be smoking up something. Hey.
Yeah.
Couple interesting topics on today's show. We're going to talk about appraisers' opinions of value versus homeowners' opinions of value.
All right.
Got Johnny in Buford. His appraisal came in $350 short, and he wants to know what to do about it. $350 short. I hope that was a $700 house.
Man, that's...
Because that's cray-cray to come in $350 short.
You big dummy.
Oh, yeah. That's Sanford. That's Fred Sanford.
That's Fred Sanford.
You big dummy. I love it. You started pushing buttons and clacking around. I'm like, what are you doing?
You know, I got used to this new soundboard now. I got a lot of cool sound effects now.
Second segment of the show, we've got Roger Long, who is a business development person with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center. Been with us about a year. He's going to talk a little bit about why he likes working with Gaddis Partners, and I'm looking forward to having him on the show. He is a fantastic person. Third segment of the show, 2017's biggest celebrity winners and losers in real estate. Who made the most money on the properties they sold and who lost the most money on the properties they sold? Jenny in Ackworth wants to know, how do we know a buyer who's paying all cash actually has the funds to close? What a great question. Just because somebody says they have all the cash to close doesn't mean they do, right?
True.
In our Lowdown on the Hood segment, in the fourth segment of the show, Mill Glen in Dunwoody and DeKalb County. And then we've got a New Year's poem about New Year's resolutions from Robert Fisher. And I assure you, you want to stay tuned all the way through the end of the show so you can hear that. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, host of this show, joined also in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Yeah.
3 years worth of shows together, my man.
I'm telling you.
Actually, more than 3 years. We started actually in early November 3 years ago. That's pretty amazing.
That seems like it was just yesterday, Cleve.
Yes.
Just like yesterday. Now we've just grown to be the best of friends.
We actually are pretty good friends,
yes,
by the way.
Are.
For those of you listening on the radio show, Alfie and I actually like each other, which is not always the case, by the way, in radio. I've been in some studios where they acted like they liked each other, but they...
When the red light comes on, they are the best of buddies.
And then they're kind of weird.
I've been on a few of those shows myself.
So Quicken Loans says homeowners and appraisers' perspective on home values are almost in sync today. The National Home Price Perception Index, easy for me to say, released released last week, said that homeowners on average think their homes are only worth 0.67% more, not 6.7, 0.67% more than appraisers. Now, I don't know if you remember, Alfie, but a few years ago, that number was like 4 or 5% off.
Yeah, it was a little higher.
So an appraiser thought it was worth $200,000 and the homeowner thought it was worth $210,000, $215,000, $220,000, something like that. So that is really moving in the right direction. The home value index showed a slight decrease in appraisal values in November with a 0.09% decrease month over month. However, a year-over-year increase of 4.24%. So the average appraisal done in October, was 4.24% higher than the average appraisal done in the prior year, and which corresponds to about a 4 to 5% price increase year-over-year. So makes sense, right?
Yeah, totally.
Got
makes
a
sense.
Question coming in from Johnny in Buford.
Oh, says, Johnny, what do you want to
says,
know?
Says, we found out our appraisal came in $350 short on the last day of the appraisal contingency, and we don't have a copy of the appraisal. What should we do next? Johnny, get your gun and shoot the appraiser. Now, I'm sorry. I have no idea why an appraisal would come in $300. Oh, I love that, Alfie. You're good. Why would an appraisal come in $350 short?
That's
That'd be
crazy.
Like me coming to your home and saying, hey, Alfie, it's only worth $219,700 instead of $220,000. That's crazy.
I was about to say, that's not doesn't seem like a lot.
So, honestly, so the real answer is, Johnny, you need to get your agent, I assume you're working with one, to submit what's called an amendment to reduce the price, which is required under the appraisal contingency exhibit with a conventional loan. I assume you're getting one. And you're supposed to submit that amendment with a copy of the appraisal that says, I want you to reduce the price, in this case, to $350. Now, while you're doing that, because the seller is probably going to think that's insane, that the appraisal missed it by $350, not $350,000 or $3,500 or $35,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's
$350.
Nothing.
So, but get your agent, or Johnny, you can reach out to the appraiser. There's probably a mistake. I'm guessing the price was $150,350, and the appraiser thought it was $150,000 even.
Right, okay.
And so the appraiser probably thought he or she was hitting the appraised value because there just would be no reason for them to miss it for $350.
So your first move should just call the appraiser first and just make sure it's
first
not
move,
just a...
First move, get your amendment submitted because you only have a certain amount of time to do it.
How
to
long
request.
Do you have?
Well, in this case, they said they're at the end of the appraisal contingency. It says it's the last day.
So
it can be anything in the contract. Typically 21, maybe 30 days, but it says they're already at the end. So go ahead and submit the amendment to reduce the price. That way you at least reserve the right to ask the seller to do that. Seller has three days to say yes or no. And then I would contact the appraiser separately to work on getting that price adjusted.
Now, if there is a certain time that this needs to be done by a certain date, is it go by the postmark or is there somewhere? Where do you go to take that?
It's on the binding agreement date. So it's a date on the contract that everybody knows and acknowledges everybody signed. So no mail going back and forth. Legal delivery can be email, fax, all that kind of stuff in a real estate transaction. But like when you go under contract for your home early next year or first quarter or whatever it is, we're going to say, hey, Alfie and Kimber, boom, here's the start date. Here's the binding agreement date, and everybody agrees to that.
Okay.
So $350, shoot the appraiser. I like that. Give me that. Where's that sound effect again? Shoot the appraiser. Boom, boom. I love it. That's pretty good. I like that. Listen, Atlanta, selling a home today can be confusing for homeowners, and you kind of want to know things like how should you prepare the home, what's the right price or the highest price, and how do you make the process easy for your family. And you got to be careful listening to those marketing messages on the radio and on billboards all throughout the land. It says, if we don't sell your home, we'll buy it guaranteed. Yeah, right. Some of the agents offering the guarantee don't even own their own home. It could be that that's a little bit of a bait-and-switch program, and we've got new companies who come to Atlanta saying they'll take all the headache out of the process. You don't have to do anything to prepare your home or even have the inconvenience of having buyers visit your home. But, Alfie, if you're using one of these systems, who's paying for all of that convenience? You are.
That's
not
cool.
You are. So what should you do if you're listening and you plan to sell your home in the next 3 to 6 months so you'll be able to make the right decisions? Call me, Cleve Gaddis, Gaddis Partners, RE/MAX Center, host of this show, and ask for our exclusive customized maximum value plan. It'll fully analyze your home and the local market 6 different ways, and you'll know everything you need to know before you list your home. Now, normally one of these is a $400 value, but you can get one of these for free. How? Just be one of the first 3 callers to call 770-497 0000, but it's only free for the first three callers. Again, the number 770-497-0000. Don't be confused by all the gimmick and bait and switch and all that stuff. Call us for a 100% accurate estimate of what you need to do to get your home sold. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Roger Long with Gaddis Partners is going to be our special guest, talking about why he likes Gaddis Partners and a little bit about his background. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, the New Year's Eve edition, Alfie, or it could be the day after New Year's Day edition, depending upon when you're listening to News Talk 1160. My name is Cleve Gaddis. Alfie and I appreciate you sticking with us through the break. And again, Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, what is that that we are listening to?
So the theme of the songs this week is my favorite wrestling entrance themes. This is for the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Who I watched as a little kid.
I mean,
the Hulkster.
I mean,
if you think of wrestling, he's one of the
big names.
And so
why are you playing wrestling tunes?
Well,
for
you know, since
New
this
Year's?
Is, as I said, if you're listening to the show on Tuesday, we are into the new year, 2018.
2018, baby.
And at the end of the month, we have the Royal Rumble, if you're a big WWE fan as I am. And that kicks off the road to WrestleMania, Cleve, which is in March. In New Orleans this year.
Are you going?
No, I'm not going. I wish I would love to.
Kimber will let you do one trip to Disney World and not a trip to New Orleans.
Well, it's a little cost. A lot of cost. You know, you got to make the trip down there. You got to get a hotel and tickets to WrestleMania.
Not to mention that you have two additional mouths to feed at
Correct.
Your home now,
so,
which makes everything cost more money.
Right. It's not like I'm back in my bachelor days where I could just get up and go and leave and do whatever I want, Cleve. I have a family now. So I'm a family man. But I've been to a couple of wrestling events in Atlanta over the years, so I've had my fair share. I went to one Royal Rumble in Atlanta, so it was a good time.
I did not know you were a wrestling nerd.
Maybe the next time they come into town, Cleve, I'll take you to
Let's
a wrestling
Let's do it.
Match.
We're going to NASCAR.
We are definitely going to NASCAR first.
This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on News Talk 1160 is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step-by-step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887, 678-226-7887. I am very pleased now to introduce our next guest. We've got Roger Long, who is a member of the Gaddis Partners team right here at RE/MAX Center. So Roger and I work together. Roger does business development for us. Welcome, Roger.
Hello, Cleve.
Thank you for joining us. And I have to start out with something that I'm not trying to embarrass you on the radio, but when you were going through the interview process about a year ago, one of the things that we asked you to do was to call a Google Voice number and to leave a voicemail as if you were making a follow-up phone call to a person who had called in to talk about listing their home. And I'm going to be honest with you, I laughed so hard when I listened to your voicemail. I almost wet myself just a little bit because I had never had anybody use an alter ego voice, if you will. And I don't know if your alter ego voice had a name or not, but would you be willing to demo your alter ego voice on the radio for us?
I certainly would.
Let's hear it.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Johnson? This is Mr. Johnson. How are you today? Hi, Mr. Johnson. My name is Roger Long. I'm with Gaddis Partners. We currently have a home listed at 1123 McLean Street. McLean Street, that's the street I live on. Yes, sir, I know, and that's the reason for my call. You call me for what?
Yeah, I can see why you hired him.
Yes.
I would have hired him as well.
He went on with this whole conversation does your alter ego have a name? No,
just whatever name comes to mind at that time.
I love it. Now, you actually have a little bit of a history in the theater, if you will. Now, I think high school, college years, but you've actually done a little stage stuff, haven't you?
I have. I was Vince Fontaine in Grease Lightning, Preacher Hagler in The Night of Blue Moon. Did lots of things in theater in high school.
And I'll bet you that has helped you a lot over the years, especially in your sales jobs, right?
It has. It has.
So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you? How did Roger get here today? Not on the Gaddis Partners team, but basically, who is Roger?
I attended undergraduate school at the University of Georgia.
Don't even listen to Alpha. He's laughing at a dog because he's a jacket and he graduated from the Kroger School of Broadcasting.
No, it was Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
No, it's the
class
96. It's Eckerd Drugstore. Yeah. You got it in the little Coke vending machine at the Eckerd Drugstore.
Yeah, I hope they have fun in Pasadena.
I understand. Alfie's still having a little bit of a problem. The last bite we took out of him during that last game.
Are you crying, Alfie?
Doesn't work
Alfie,
anymore.
Are you crying honestly?
Stop crying, Alfie.
Yeah, Alfie's acting like he's crying just a little bit. Okay, let's get back to it. Talk about your. I think that was supposed to be a baby cry. Talk to us about your background, Roger.
And like I said, graduated from the University of Georgia, and I'm currently working on my master's degree in marketing at the University of North Georgia. I am also the proud father of three sons. Brandon, Justin, and Napoleon.
A couple of which I have met, and I will tell you, I'm not sure how they got to be so intelligent. I assume their mother was very smart.
Wait a minute. Did you say one of the names is Napoleon?
Yes.
That's awesome.
The smallest one, his name is Napoleon.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then he's at UGA now, right? No.
Brandon is.
Brandon's at UGA. Napoleon's where?
Napoleon's still in elementary school.
Oh, he's the baby, not the oldest yet. Yeah. So is Napoleon not in college? What's wrong, man?
No, not yet. Not yet.
So tell us, what made you decide you wanted to get into real estate from other industries?
Well, basically, I've been in sales for a number of years, and I just thought that this would be a way to put some of my skills to work in a new area. And real estate has been one of those things that has always fascinated me. From the standpoint of investment, also to having owned homes before, but not having that much knowledge about the industry.
Got it. So what do you do? What does your job entail? What do you do for Gaddis Partners?
My primary goal day in and day out is to cultivate and manage relationships with our potential clients who plan to sell their homes. And my goal every day is just to be the voice of the value that Gaddis Partners has for anyone who wants to work with our team.
And I assume you've used real estate professionals in the past. How do you find our team is different than you know, people you've used in the past or, you know, your other experiences with real estate professionals?
Even from a personal standpoint, in homes that I have bought or purchased in the past, some of the questions that I asked, the real estate agent was not that knowledgeable. At the same time, the home buying experience should not lend itself to the questions only that the buyer or the potential seller expresses. It should be an educational experience whereby the real estate agent or that firm is taking that buyer or that seller by the hand and helping to educate them on things, whether they ask them or not.
And, you know, that's exactly what Gaddis Partners at RE/MAX Center is what we specialize in. So I can see why that sort of lands and fits with you real well. If you had to give somebody some advice about why they should work with Gaddis Partners, what would you tell them today?
We treat everyone like family. And it's one of those things that we realize that you cannot stay in this business if you're not treating people right and if you don't have the right attitude. Every client we work with, whether on the seller side or the buyer side, we give them our all as if we were working with a member of our own family. We treat them with honor, with loyalty, with dignity and respect. And we always keep our word.
We sure do. And if you want to reach Roger, you can call 770-789-7935. Again, 770-789-7935. Let's take advantage of about the last minute we have. Roger, talk to us about New Year's Eve celebrations in the Roger Long household. Now, does it involve any bourbon whiskey? So I'm not a Jack Daniels drinker, but I traveled with Roger and drank just a few Jack Daniels whiskeys over a couple days. I tried to get him to get into some of the fancy stuff, and honestly, the Jack Daniels just tasted better.
We do have a tradition. We do have our toast, and of course, my toast is inclusive of Jack Daniels.
It is.
I also put Jack Daniels in my eggnog as well.
You do.
Now, do you have some tonight?
Do you make Napoleon drink Jack Daniels, or are you going to wait for he's to get a little older?
No, he doesn't. He's a little bit too young for that right now.
Well, hey, Roger.
He does toast with his Sunkissed fruit punch.
Perfect. That's the perfect drink. We appreciate, number one, you being a member of the Gaddis Partners team. We appreciate building a friendship with you. We hope you remain with the firm for many years to come. And if you need to reach Roger about getting hooked up with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, 770-789-7935 is the number. Sounds like we got a little Georgia Tech in your face music being played for you, Roger. Alfie and I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, 2017's biggest celebrity win. Winners and losers in real estate. Stick with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. For those who missed the beginning of the last segment, you do not realize that Alfie is playing wrestling theme songs.
That's
Alfie,
right.
You've got to tell everybody about these theme songs
yes,
that you've got
this is
here, or the entrance music.
Entrance music for this is the entrance music for Triple H.
I don't even know what a Triple H is. Is that the towing service you call when you have problems with your car?
No, no. His initials are Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Oh.
So he goes by Triple H.
Yeah. Is he feminine? He sounds feminine.
No, no. He's a ripped dude.
Yes, I'm just kidding.
He's a ripped dude. But
so
yes.
Tell everybody why you're playing wrestling themes,
first of all,
because it's very weird.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'm a big wrestling fan. First of
which
all,
which means you're weird. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
I understand.
Actually, there could be a bunch of wrestling fans listening to the show. Alfie, I think you're awesome. Got to pander to the audience.
Cover
right?
both sides.
That's exactly right.
So I'm a big wrestling fan. Today, if you're listening to the show on Tuesday, yep. We're into the new year.
Right.
At the end of the month, we have the Royal Rumble, which is the official kickoff, the road to WrestleMania, which is in March. Oh, actually, I think right in the beginning of April.
And are you going to it?
I wish I could, but it's pretty pricey there, Cleve.
Yep.
And you know how when you go to a big event like that, they jack up the hotel prices.
So yes,
I'm sure
they do.
I'm sure the hotel room is going to be off the charts. And then, of course, the entrance into the event is not cheap
big
as
deal.
Well.
Big deal. Especially after you take a trip to Walt Disney World in January.
Yes, so we're going to be going to Disney at the beginning of the month. So all the expenses have already been taken care of there. And credit cards have been maxed out.
This segment of the show, including the fabulous wrestling music, is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly & Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta.
And I think they have some wrestlers on their staff.
They might. The firm specializes in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, real estate contract review, and wrestling exhibitions. It says it right there. And title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. 770-497-1880. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes celebrities make a lot of money on their real estate, and sometimes they do not.
Hooray for Hollywood.
And when celebrities lose money, sometimes it's a big deal. Got a list from Realtor.com online. 2017's biggest celebrity real estate winners and losers.
A loser.
In the winner category, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh.
They found a place to call their own in Los Angeles. 30,000 square foot estate with 8 bedrooms, 4 pools, a 15-car garage. Is that how many car garage you have, Alfie?
How many?
15.
No, we only have 13.
15-car garage, recording studio, basketball court, and views of the downtown skyline, which sounds awesome.
Nice.
They also snagged the Bel Air Mansion at a $47 million discount.
Wow, they really got themselves a nice deal.
The asking price for the off-market property was rumored to be $135 million. But Beyonce and Jay-Z offered only $88 million, and the deal was struck.
Ah.
So that's Beyonce and Jay-Z in the winner column. Loser.
Okay. Who's and, the Who's the loser?
Eminem.
Well,
AKA Marshall Mathers sold a 17,500 square foot mansion in Rochester Hills, Michigan for $1.9 million, which seemed like a fair, yeah, don't you know? Listen to this, though. Seemed like a fair value considering it was assessed at $1.7 million in 2016. However, the sales price is less than half of the $4.75 million he paid in 2003 for the five-bedroom, 10-bath property outside
of Detroit.
So, wait,
he paid $4 million for it, and he sold it for what?
$4.75 million. He sold it for $1.9
Jeez. Wow, that is million. Quite a bit of a loss there on that one.
Yep. I'm sure that he is selling more albums and recouping his loss as we speak. Winner.
That's true, but still, though.
Speaking of wrestlers, Floyd Mayweather. Boxing. I was waiting for you to correct me and say, no, he's a boxer. No, but did. I like that.
Well, he's a boxer, but he can wrestle some.
Floyd Mayweather picked up a recently renovated French modern style home in one of the coveted pockets of Beverly Hills for $25.5 million.
Jesus.
And they say he managed to jab the seller for a discount. It was listed at $28.950 million.
He did what to it?
He jabbed the seller for a discount. Oh, you're having fun with this show. He's the winner. He's the winner.
No, I'm just thinking about your joke.
He's the winner. You know, I was just reading it off the piece of paper. It wasn't really my joke. The boxer's real estate portfolio also includes a $2.4 million condo at the Ritz-Carlton residence in downtown L.A.
Wow.
A penthouse and a $7 million waterfront mansion in the Miami area, plus at least five homes in
Jeez.
Las Vegas.
Wow.
He's a champ in more than one area, they say, and I believe that. Reba McEntire. I like Reba McEntire.
Oh, she's
great. A good singer, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know she got a divorce recently?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. So country crooner and TV star Reba McEntire is singing the blues. She took a loss on the Nashville area Starstruck Farm, which she put on the market in 2016 after splitting from her husband and manager. I didn't know she got a divorce. It turns out the developer who bought the property is going to subdivide it and likely make a killing, although McEntire originally listed the 83-acre farm for $7.9 million. The developer wound up paying only $5 million for it. 83 acres in Nashville for $5 million.
Wow, that's a bit of a deal.
In the winner category, Angelina Jolie. When she bought one of the most iconic estates in Hollywood, she didn't stray too far from the Hollywood area home she shared with Brad Pitt in 2017. She snagged a home that was owned by the legendary director Cecil B. DeMille for $24.5 million. Rumor has it that her children liked it for its green rolling lawns. We're guessing Jolie appreciates the compound's the compound style of mansion. It was built in 1913 and has been fully and painstakingly restored. Loser category, Lil Wayne. How could a rapper named Lil Wayne make a bad decision on real estate?
That's
true.
That
is impossible. Mm. It took 2 years, but hip-hop star Lil Wayne finally unloaded his 15,000-square-foot waterfront mansion in Miami Beach, Florida, for $10 million, which is $1.6 million less than what he paid for it. And listen to this, a full $8 million less than the price he originally listed it for. He was trying to make him some extra cash, wasn't he?
Wow,
trying to make him some extra cash. So Lil Wayne only lost a little bit. He didn't lose a ton. Not too bad, right?
Yeah, he's fine.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, the host of the show, also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords all throughout Metro Atlanta make the best decisions when buying, selling, or investing in real estate. Number to call, 770-497-0000. Got a question, and I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie, as
Hello.
Always,
yes.
And I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you, Alfie.
Happy New Year to you, too, Cleve.
Jenny in Ackworth writes in, how do we know a buyer who's paying all cash actually has the funds to close?
Well, I would want to check a bank statement.
That's right. So you could ask them. Normally, they submit an all-cash contingency exhibit that says they will provide you with proof of funds within X number of days. They could just provide you with a simple bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
They do. You want to make sure that it looks legit and that it has all of the pages. But Jenny, there is nothing in the world wrong with you as a seller wanting the buyer to prove that they have money. We've seen bank statements. We've seen letters from investment advisors that indicate they have a certain amount of money.
First of all, they're telling you have all of that, and then they get all kind of weird when you ask them for a proof. Then there's a problem right there.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes they can provide you with proof that is a bunch of phony baloney.
Right.
So sometimes if they give you something,
yeah, okay.
Excuse me, if no. they give you something on a Bank of America bank statement, then maybe you could take that bank statement and go to Bank of America and make sure the bank statement is legit.
Yes.
So hopefully that helps you. If you enjoy listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 every Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2, we'd also invite you to listen to The Morning Ride, where I am a guest and on the show with Larry Larson every Tuesday morning at 9:30 on AM 1690. Atlanta's Voice of the Arts. Alfie and I need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to feature Mill Glenn in Dunwoody, DeKalb County in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, and we're going to finish up the show with a New Year's Eve poem that you probably have never heard. Stick with us. We'll be back. What is this?
Yeah, this is the entrance theme for Chris Jericho, Y2J.
So for those of you who missed the last segment of the show, you missed the fact that Alfie is playing entrance theme songs
for my
from various
yes.
professional wrestlers. And he's playing it because there evidently is the start of the wrestling season.
Yes, the road to WrestleMania.
I assume it's when you do wrestling and cherry picking, or I'm not sure what the...
It's one of the biggest events of the year.
It is?
Yeah.
For who?
For wrestling and wrestling fans all around the world.
And Alfie's a wrestling fan, and I have just learned that he has corrupted his wife as well and turned her into a wrestling fan.
She likes it.
No.
I can't help
Alfie.
It.
Alfie. Really?
What? Yeah, she enjoys it. We watch it on Monday and Tuesday nights. And the best thing about it is our little two-year-old, is he watches it with
me.
Oh,
you are ruining him, too?
So, I'm not ruining him, but it's fun because when we watch it, he probably acts
it out in the floor, too.
Yes, when I watch TV, I like to lay down on the floor.
Yep.
And he'll just, like, we'll be watching it, and then he'll just get in the air and
give
just...
You
the- He gives
Give
me the people's
like a,
elbow.
Oh, I love it.
And then it's funny. He'll jump on
Does
top
he ever
of me.
Try to put you in a half Nelson or a full
no,
Nelson
he has
or
not
some
done
kind
that.
Of choke
no.
hold? No?
No, he hasn't done that yet. But he'll just jump on my stomach and he'll go, 1, 2, 3.
I love
and
it.
And then
I love it.
So congratulations to Shiloh.
For those wrestling fans out there, Alfie is playing the themes for you. And we appreciate you sticking with us through the break.
Oh, I got to mention that Shiloh is the baby champion of the world in our home.
He is?
Yeah, he's got a belt and everything.
Really?
Yep.
One of those big flashy belts?
I made one. We made one for him to wear.
We appreciate you sticking with us. You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk
1160,
where we've got Shiloh. None. I have not lost any respect. Any man that gives his soon-to-be-adopted son a famous wrestling first-class world championship belt deserves my total, total respect.
Right.
But would you mind if we got back to the radio show?
I'm sorry about
that. If you don't mind.
No,
we only have
seven and a half minutes left
in the segment. Each week, we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing over the last 10 years to help you as a buyer or seller identify where you might have a particular advantage in that neighborhood. And this week, we are spotlighting Mill Glen, which is in DeKalb County in Dunwoody. It's east of 400 Dunwoody Club near Roberts Drive. In 2008, prices were set at their all-time high, $640,857 a year when 7 homes sold. In 2012, average sales price in Mill Glen, $307,800. Prices dropped $333,000 or 52%, Alfie. But by 2017, prices have recovered to, on average, $445,000. So they dropped 52%, up 31%. My guess is, just like last week's neighborhood, the average sales price in 2007 was $424,000. The average in 2008 was $640,000. So, Alfie, they had $1 million sale in that neighborhood in 2008, which really threw the numbers off. If we look at current inventory in the neighborhood, there are currently 3 homes available for sale, 139 homes in the neighborhood. There's a 3.6-month supply of inventory, Alfie, which means we're just into a seller's market in that neighborhood.
Okay.
Average asking price, average list price, $482,933. Homeowner equity from 2012 to 2017 increased, Alfie, listen to this, $20 million for those 140 houses. $20 million. The elementary school is Austin. The middle school is Peachtree. And the high school is Dunwoody. Dunwoody High School gets a school chimp score of 80. If you're interested in getting a school chimp score on your own Metro Atlanta High School, we invite you to visit GoGaddis.com. That's GoGaddis.com. Just click on the school chimp link. It'll take you straight to the school chimp website. You'll be able to sign up very quickly, easily, take you less than 15, 20 seconds for the high school of your choice. A customized report will be prepared exclusively for you that will give you a ranking of that high school and how that high school compares with other high schools throughout Metro Atlanta and the average high school. It'll also give you sales prices all the way back to 2007 and all kinds of demographic information like the percentage of homeowners versus renters in the area, the average educational attainment of families, of parents, the household income, mm-hmm. average sales prices of houses, the whole nine yards back for the last 10 years. Plus, if you'd like the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our market snapshot could be just exactly what the doctor ordered. Just go to GoGaddis.com. That's GoGaddis.com and click on our home values and ATL tab. Put in a little bit of information about your property, and it'll be like getting a monthly bank statement delivered to your email inbox on your home's value each and every month. That's just GoGaddis.com, GoGaddis.com. Click on the home values and ATL link. Also,
yep.
We recommend if you're searching for a new home that you search the way my man Alfie searches.
That's right.
And you use SureMLS.com. That's SureMLS.com. SureMLS.com. It is, in our opinion, the most accurate website out there available in Atlanta. When you search on Zillow and other sites out there, Trulia, you're not always sure you're getting listing information, Alfie, on listings that are still listed. I know Kimber found something that was sold in November, not this November, last November,
right, yes.
Which is a little bit problematic for her. So we invite you to search SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com. We pull from both listing databases in Atlanta, so you are guaranteed not to miss a listing. If you're thinking about selling your home in Atlanta, we know that can be a confusing process. What do you need to do to prepare your home? What's the right price or the highest price? And what do you need to do to make the home sell as easily as possible for your family? You can listen to marketing messages on billboards and radio and television, but you might be bamboozled because they say, we don't sell your home, we'll buy it guaranteed. But some of the agents offering these guarantees don't even own their own home, so I'm not sure exactly how they're going to buy yours. We also have 3 major national companies in Atlanta saying they'll take all the headache out of buying a home, or excuse me, selling a home, claiming you won't have to do anything to prepare your home to sell or even have any inconvenience of buyers visiting the home. But Alfie, if you use this and it's easy for you, who's basically paying for all that ease? In my opinion, it's you.
Yes, right.
The homeowner. So what should you do if you plan to sell your home in the next 3 to 6 months? Call me, Cleve Gaddis, Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, and ask for our exclusive customized maximum value plan, where we will analyze your situation and tell you exactly what you need to do to maximize your sales price. Normally, these are a $400 value, but the first 3 people to call 770-497-0000 can get one for free. I'm going to read a quick poem as we go out of this first show, the last show of 2017 and the first show of 2016.
No, you mean 2018?
Excuse me. Yes, 17 and 2018. I'm only off a year.
Yeah,
good gosh.
That's all right.
Many New Year's resolutions. This is called My New Year's Resolution by Robert Fisher. It's a sweet and simple poem and expresses something we all do at the onset of a new year. Says, I will not throw the cat out the window or put a frog in my sister's bed. I will not tie my brother's shoelaces together nor jump from the roof of dad's shed. I shall remember my aunt's next birthday and tidy my room once a week. And I will not moan at mom's cooking, ugh, fish fingers again, nor give her any more of my cheek. I will not pick my nose if I can help it. I shall fold up my clothes, comb my hair. I will say please and thank you even when I don't mean it, and never spit or shout or even swear. I shall write each day in my diary, try my hardest to be helpful at school. I shall help old ladies cross roads even if they don't want to, and when others are rude, I shall stay cool. I'll go to bed with the owls and be up with the larks and close every door behind me. I shall squeeze from the bottom of every toothpaste tube and stay where trouble can't find me. I shall start again, turn over a new leaf, leave my old ways forever. Shall I start them this year or next year or just sometime near? We hope you've enjoyed this New Year's poem by Robert Fisher, and we hope when you set your New Year's resolutions, you might do a little better job in sticking with them than Robert did in his poem. Happy New Year, Atlanta. Alfie and I look forward to talking to you next Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2 right here on News Talk 1160.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.